Welcome to Online Marketing for Pilates Teachers, the podcast where we believe that the positive impact you're having on the world is everything, and life is way too short not to make a living doing what you love. I'm your host, Pilates teacher and business coach, Stephanie Benton, and you can think of me as your empathetic yet tough love business bestie you never knew you always wanted. Ready? Let's do this. Hey, welcome back. This week I am really excited because actually I'm a little bit fired up. I want to talk about the mindset of marketing and why it feels so hard to get your head around marketing your business and why you have so many resistances to it. And I'm going to give you a couple action steps that you can take to help address that mindset challenge and make it feel a lot better for you to market your services. So let's dive right in. Marketing as you know it is really just about getting your message out there to the masses, right? So we think about marketing, we think about social media, we think about emails, we think about signage at our studio. And that is all a key critical piece of marketing your business. But most of us are really making this a lot harder than it needs to be on ourselves. Most of us are sitting down, we're stressing out, we're like hanging on every word that we're saying, we are analyzing tooth and nail the things that we are trying to put out. We're second guessing ourselves, we're writing things down and then scratching them out over and over and over again. We're spending hours and hours and hours of time on trying to make these beautiful graphics. We are spending hours and hours and hours of time trying to just think about what we want to talk about in our marketing, right? So if you've ever been there, send me a DM right now at inspiredbrand.co and just say, oh my gosh, Stephanie, that is me to a T. I stress so much about marketing. And so the thing about marketing and why a lot of people will look at me and say, oh gosh, you make it look so easy. Here's the thing. It was not easy for me in the beginning. Actually, public speaking of any kind was literally the bane of my existence as a child. I was a dance major. I loved communicating, but I did not like speaking. In fact, I actually have a very lovely singing voice, and I never signed up for show choir, none of that, because I was so petrified of people hearing my voice in real life. Like, I thought it was the absolute most horrible thing in the world. And yet here I am right now recording a podcast episode for your listening pleasure. And there was the shift that really happened in the fact that I had a message that I was so powerfully drawn to, which was helping Pilates teachers build better businesses and market their services more effectively so that they can go out and impact more clients in the world, right? My desire to help the Pilates industry and to shift it and shape it trumped all of the fears that I had. And I'm not going to say that all of a sudden I started this podcast and nothing was wrong about it or nothing was stressful about it, because that is absolutely not the truth. In fact, if I think back on how long I've been thinking about launching this podcast, it was at least over a year from when I thought, okay, let me launch a podcast. I'm going to do that in the next 3 months. It took me one whole year to actually start recording episodes and put this out there because me, just like you, was afraid of what other people were going to think about what I was doing. And I'm rambling a little bit here, and I'm kind of telling my backstory because I want you to feel connected and I want you to feel like you are not alone, okay? We were not born and raised to market. And in fact, the fact that you went through Pilates teacher training and didn't learn any marketing skills or business skills, most likely, through your program is kind of another testament to the fact that you weren't set up to be in a marketing brain, okay? But the thing that you have to understand about marketing, and the thing I want you to walk away from this episode knowing and believing wholeheartedly, is that all marketing is a way for you to take the things that you're already doing with clients, the amazing things, and share about them in a free platform like social media or email marketing, where you can help change more lives. If you stay small, if you don't market your business, if you continue to stress out about every little thing and spend hours and hours and hours just thinking about marketing, but never actually doing, there are so many people that you could have been helping in the meantime. And there's so much success available to your business that you might be skipping out on. And all it comes down to is just putting customers first and building long-term relationships with them through your marketing efforts. You're already really good at that with the clients that come to see you in your studio or in your online business, the clients that you're already serving. But when you're marketing, you have to put on the hat of somebody who maybe has never heard about Pilates before, right? And so when you're putting content out, the main key criteria that you want to stay away from is you want to stay away from using language that would only make sense to your current clients or would only make sense to somebody who already understands Pilates. What I mean by that is quoting Joseph Pilates. It's putting out content that's highly technical. It's sharing a 5-minute video of you doing Pilates, okay? That type of content can come later. It can come in and nurture clients that are already in your pipeline, that are already working with you, to keep them working with you longer, right? That's stuff that you can talk to them about in the studio or in your online sessions. That is all part of it. So I'm not saying take away the piece of Pilates that you love so much. What I am saying is that the key things that you have to know about the audience that you are trying to attract to your business is, what are they struggling with and what do they desire for the future? What do they want their life to look like when the thing that they're struggling with is eradicated or minimized, right? And so how can you then take that language that they're using and utilize that in your marketing content? And then at the same time, how can we make marketing feel like less of a horrible, terrible thing that you're going to spend hours and hours and hours and hours on, right? And so that is where we're going to get into these tips that I have for you to help you change your mindset around marketing and make marketing way, way, way more fun. Okay, you ready? Let's dive in. Oh, hey there. Sorry to interrupt this riveting episode, but I need to share with you a little about how I'm able to show up for you here every week. This podcast is brought to you by our 16-week mentorship called the Inspired Brand Accelerator, which teaches Pilates instructors the ins and outs of building an online Pilates business to $5,000 a month, much easier than what they've tried before. In this program, we walk you through how to nail your niche, create your authentic marketing plan, and build your high-end signature program so that you don't have to worry about low-cost video libraries that take a ton of work to maintain. And we've successfully helped clients like Moan have a $15,000 launch in her online business, and also Julie in Canada, who had a $10,000 Canadian launch, starting from scratch. This program is perfect for teachers who are tired of the dollars for our hamster wheel in the studio setting and who want more freedom and flexibility with the hours that they work. It's also for teachers who don't want to work for somebody else and instead want to build their own business, and teachers that are ready to make a large investment in themselves this year, whether that's financial or time. And it's not for studio owners who would rather outsource their marketing efforts, although stay tuned because we have options coming for you very soon. This program's also not for teachers who don't take responsibility for their own success or aren't ready to look deeply inside themselves and get clear on their business. The process to work with us is really simple. It's just a simple application
application you can find at www.inspiredbrand.co. And once you apply, we will reach out to you on Facebook or Instagram Messenger and get you all the details and help determine if we are the best option for you to reach your goals. I hope to hear from you soon. And without further ado, back to the episode.
Okay, so the first thing that I want to talk about is when you want to actually start to create marketing messaging for your business, the first thing you need to do is you need to do more of trying whatever idea you can think of. You just need to do more messy action. You need to put more content out. You need to have more conversations with people. You need to get on more calls with people who might be interested in your services. Doing this however you can, messily and imperfect, more often is going to help you have better results. And what you need to do less of is you need to do less ruminating, less navel gazing, less content perfecting, or algorithm minding. Okay. A lot of people ask me all the time, Stephanie, how do I beat the Instagram algorithm? How do I beat the Facebook algorithm? You don't. Okay. There's like two people in the world that understand the algorithms at this point. They are so complicated. They are constantly changing. There is nobody that can beat the algorithm. But what you can do is you can get to a place where you just start taking more messy action. And more messy action is going to look like you having more conversations with people. It's going to look like you putting more content out consistently. That alone is going to help your business. So what I want you to stop doing is trying to make perfect graphics or trying to think of the perfect thing to say, because perfectionism is going to kill progress for your business, and it's going to kill progress for you creating the impact that you want to have. And I always joke with my clients that there was probably some sort of prerequisite or a little checkbox that we all had to check when we became certified Pilates instructors. And that says, I'm a perfectionist, check, right? Because we all seem to have this innate tendency. I have it too, right? Which is why it took me a year to put out my podcast. When I finally put it out, it was so great, you know, and I love creating content in this way. The second thing that I want you to really start to consider is as you start taking more messy action and you start putting out more content and maybe you start doing more live videos and you just start showing up more in people's lives, in people's feeds, you start disrupting their daily habits more often, then I want you to start to pay attention to what you actually enjoy doing. I was so terrified of public speaking as a kid. Guess what? I love talking. I love recording this podcast. In fact, this is my favorite way of creating content now. And I wish I had started a year ago, because now that I've done it, it just flows so naturally for me. In fact, a lot of these episodes that you listen to, I don't plan them in advance. Well, I plan them to a certain degree where I know what topic I'm going to talk about, but I use a bullet point list. I don't type out an entire script. I don't do that. I probably did that for the first three episodes and then was like, wow, that was way too much work. Let me just get on the microphone and talk to people. So you want to start to pay attention to what feels most natural to you and what you have the most fun doing. Because guess what? Then you're going to do more of it, right? And if you then have the mindset of, well, you know, I don't like marketing at all, so I'm just not going to do it. I hate to say this, but you have to do some kind of marketing if you want your business to grow. So if you don't like social media, if you don't like email marketing, whatever it is, you need to create some sort of strong referral promotion, referral incentive. You need to come up with a way, with a strategy of how your business is going to grow month over month, right? You don't have to grow revenue every single month, but you want to keep a pipeline of interested people. That way, when you have somebody go on vacation or you have a client that drops out of your schedule, you don't have to stress about it. You have somebody that can fill in those gaps, right? So the second thing is find what you actually enjoy doing and then do more of that. I was talking with one of the clients in my mastermind today, And she was just saying to me how it's so much easier for her to do live videos because when she tries to sit down and write content, it can get a little foggy in her brain and it can be a little bit of a hurdle, right? But then jumping onto a Facebook Live feels so much easier. And in fact, that's been very helpful for her. Okay, so listen to your gut intuition. The third thing I want you to stop doing is I want you to stop trying to be like everybody else. If you see everybody else doing reels, that doesn't mean that you have to do reels or that you need to get on TikTok and do silly dances, okay? If you like doing silly dances, by all means, do that, right? But some of us don't feel like we want to do silly dances on TikTok, and that is okay also. Because the more you show up authentically as yourself, you're going to attract more of the people that are going to be attracted to how you're marketing, right? So if you don't like silly dances, don't do silly dances because you're going to then attract people who like silly dances and it might not be the right fit, right? So stop trying to be who you're not and lean more into who you are and how you can get that message more clarified. And if you need help on that, of course, I have room in my marketing intensive, which is my 6-month Inspired Brand Accelerator program. You can just reach out or fill out the questionnaire that's below this in the show notes, and we could chat about what that looks like because I'm really good at helping teachers figure out the marketing messaging and the platforms in which they should show up on so that they stop wasting their precious time. Look, I don't have hours a day to spend on not actually creating content, right? And I know that you don't either. You're not set up in business to be this content creating machine. The fourth thing I want you to remember is that the people who are on TikTok and Instagram who seem like they're creating a bajillion tons of content all the time, they are what are called content creators. And guess what? They actually get paid to create content. That is their business, right? You are in the business of helping people with their physical challenges, with their physical body. So that requires, you know, you physically being somewhere or being with somebody on Zoom. That is not requiring you to spend 10 hours a day creating TikToks and reels that may or may not perform well, right? So the people that you are looking at, that you're idolizing, that you're thinking, I need to be like that person, stop that immediately and take a step back and recognize that they're so good at that because that is literally what they're being paid to do. They are being paid to create that content. You are being paid to create a transformation in somebody's life, but you have to do the marketing aspect so that people know that you create that transformation. So hopefully that makes sense and clarifies some of that for you and allows you to take a nice deep breath and recognize that you don't have to be a TikTok person with 10 million followers to have a successful, fulfilling business that creates an impact in the world. And so I hope that this episode really helps to shift and pivot your mindset and give you a little bit of freedom around the fact that you don't have to be perfect in order to be successful. I'll see you next week. I hope you found this episode incredibly valuable. And two things before you sign off. One, I am giving away an Instagram profile audit to one lucky teacher every single month who either leaves us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or who shares this episode on Instagram stories by taking a screenshot and sharing it either to Instagram or Facebook stories and tagging us at inspiredbrand.co. Every month I'll be choosing somebody to audit their Instagram profile and give you some feedback on how you can improve your marketing efforts there. The second thing is if you want to attend the free live training that we're hosting this month, then make sure that you head to inspiredbrand.co/free trainings to get yourself registered and signed up to learn all you need to know about marketing and business as a Pilates business owner. I will see you in the next episode.